time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce rewrites a familiar tune in the style of a great composer, and we get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to guess what the heck is going on in Bruce's piano puzzler. Brandon Baxter is on the line from Hastings, Nebraska. Brandon, welcome to PT.
Thank you very much.
Glad to have you. Brandon, what's your musical background?
Well, I'm a recent graduate from Hastings College with a degree in music education. I've learned a lot of classical pieces on piano, some Beethoven, some Bach, and things like that. So I hope all that comes in handy today.
Mm-hmm. And I understand that you not only play piano, you were also a member of the All-American Marching Band in high school. Is that right?
That's right. I was one of two selected that year from the state of Nebraska, and I was fortunate enough to participate in the U.S. Army All-American Marching Band that year. It was 2011 that year.
So. Congratulations. And I presume you were not in marching band with piano.
No, I was playing the tenor saxophone, which is kind of the instrument I switched to.
Okay, well, we'll see if your piano skills, your saxophone skills, any of that knowledge comes into play here. Bruce is going to play this piano puzzler for you. We'll see if you can name the composer whose style Bruce is imitating, and also the tune that is woven into the piano puzzler. Brandon, I don't know what's coming either, so if you happen to get stuck, you and I can work on this together if you need to, okay?
All right, I'll try to figure out what the heck is going on.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. What do you think, Brandon?
Well, I heard whole tone scales.
Good.
You know, that's a dead giveaway to me. My first instinct would be Debussy.
Correct.
Debussy, excellent. The French impressionistic composer who often used whole tone scales in his compositions. Nicely done.
Good combination of instinct and information.
Yeah, this is one of those ones where it's hard to tell because I'm so entrapped in the music that I have a hard time hearing the melody. So.
Yeah, well, it's a tricky one. The tune is there on top, but all of the harmonies, of course, are wrong in terms of the original melody. I mean, there's not one chord until the last major chord that is the same as what it would be. So that's disturbing.
Should we hear a little bit of this again, Brandon?
Yeah, I would love to hear it again so I can focus in on that melody, see if I can pick it out.
Okay, and concentrate on the top line. It's also quite a bit slower than the tune would go.
Ah, okay, yes, thank you. boy, I tried to slow it down in my head, and I was thinking, you know, this is the part where you either know it or you don't. I can't really make an educated guess. I don't know what the melody is. I can't figure out the tune.
I'm not sure either, Brandon. And Bruce, are there any hints you can give us about this?
You know, one funny thing, I think the reason I chose the tune, which is an old standard, is that the title is kind of humorous if you think of Debussy. That is a very weird hint. Let me play it in the tempo of the song, which is going to be strange with these chords, but I'll try that. Does that help?
It's not Laura, is it?
No.
That's the only kind of thing that rings a bell. I'm still stuck.
Boy, I'm coming up empty too. I'm hearing the shape of the melody. Bum 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 bum.
Right.
Yeah. That is the tune. Maybe you don't know it.
Maybe I don't know.
Should I play a little of it the way it actually goes?
Sure.
Sure. Yeah.
That's basically, that's what happened. It's strange because it starts off in minor. Not too many pop tunes do that.
Is it a Cole Porter song?
Yes, Fred, it is a Cole Porter song.
Ah.
And as I say, the title is funny with Debussy writing the harmonies.
Is it a song about a French city?
Yes, I'm afraid Fred must be getting it.
Afternoon in Paris?
Well, you've got the last word right.
One Night in Paris? I'm not sure.
Bruce, tell us the name of the tune.
The tune is I Love Paris.
I Love Paris.
And it starts something like, I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris in the fall.
It's got a gypsy feel to it.
In the beginning, I love Paris in the whatever the words are. Da, 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 da. And I think it's I love Paris best of all when the dumpting, dumpting, something like that.
And you have to sing it with that French accent.
Oh, of course. And then it gets to B major. Da, 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 da,
da, da. Cole Porter wrote it in minor and major, but if you do it in the style of Claude Debussy, you don't do it in either. You do it with these whole tone scales.
Yeah, and some other things, too. There are a lot of dominant ninths for dominant ninth fans out there.
And Bruce, was there a particular Debussy piece you were quoting, or is it just the general style of Debussy?
It's mostly just in the general style. However, the opening, just that. Believe it or not, I can't remember what that is, but that's Debussy. I think that might be an orchestral work of Debussy, which is lodged in the back of my cerebral cortex.
I Love Paris, the Cole Porter tune, rewritten in the style of a composer who loved Paris and lived in Paris for much of his life, Claude Debussy. Brandon Baxter, you nailed it. This is really about the piano puzzler, really about the composer, and you heard the style of Claude Debussy right away. So well done.
I appreciate it. And I will never forget that title of I Love Paris in my life.
Brandon, what's your public radio station?
It's NET Radio.
Right, the great statewide network in Nebraska there.
Right.
Brandon Baxter from Hastings, Nebraska, thank you so much for playing this week's Piano Puzzler.
Thank you very much.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.